Let's pray. Lord, we pray that you would open the eyes of our hearts and minds to what you would have us learn from your word this morning. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, if you remember last week, Martin was preaching on shining as stars. And Robin's already reminded of us that this morning, about being different as Christians, being different as a church, avoiding arguing and complaining, and working out our salvation with fear and trembling. Well, this morning's reading seems to be a bit different at first. There's a little break in the Bible, and then there's that little title, Timothy and Epaphroditus. It feels like it's a little bit separate, perhaps, but I don't think it really is. If we were Greek readers, we wouldn't even have a paragraph break there. In fact, there wouldn't even be a sentence break. It would all be joined together. Because I think that what we're reading here is the logical outworking of what Paul has said Jesus is like and how we ought to live. Paul gives us, in this passage, two character references, or pen portraits, you could almost say. And we see just what being a Christian is, a model Christian is like. And this morning's reading really is a practical passage. It's full of application to us. When the early church fathers agreed this is what the Bible is, they were well aware that there were these bits which seemed to be about, I'm sending in him there and him there and he's coming back. And I think we can get very kind of caught up in that kind of almost trivia about who was there and who was there. And actually fail to see that there is, even in these things, a lesson, an example for each one of us. But before we look at the passage, I want to pose you a question. What is it that you really want? What would you make you happy? What, beyond a few minutes of pleasure, would give you long-lasting joy? Well, if you're a Christian this morning, many of us have kind of practiced that right answer. We know the right thing to say. We might talk about knowing Jesus more or spending more time serving others. We might talk about the importance of church life or working for the Lord. We might even know the right verses to quote. I think that children tend to be more honest, is my experience. And if you ask quite a number of my pupils, what do you want? They will tell you a large house. And a larger one than my parents have. Now, when their parents live in Amersham or Gerrard's Cross, that is a very large house. Children can sometimes get the message very early on, though, that having something makes them happy. And children can learn to be less than honest. They can learn the power of words. Well, when I was about three, we were shopping in Peterborough, which was our nearby sort of big shopping town at the time. And I went, apparently, I'm told this, I don't remember it, but we went into Mother Care, and there up high against the wall was a big plastic car, the sort that you could ride on. You know, before you can ride on a bike, you sort of shuffle along on them, don't you? Or I don't know if they still make them, but I had my eyes on this, and I said to my parents, I need that car. Not, I want that car, I need that car. I don't think any of us would be that superficial as adults, would we? Right now, I really need a holiday. I need to buy some new clothes for the term ahead. I think I might even need a new car. I wouldn't be that superficial to just want them. Well, I don't think the church in Philippi was really